June was a month to look forward to accomplishments and new beginnings. I'm Melissa Patrick as we reminisce on 2023. Brenna Barbie will leave her mark on Holmes County history as being the first female Eagle Scout recipient in the county.
I knew she had come from a family of Eagle Scouts, and this was her chance to do her trail to Eagle. And she became one of the founding members of the troop, and she is now the first Eagle, and I know that she'll wear that honor proudly.
Sign one. On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God.
On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God.
On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to my country.
On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to my country.
I reaffirm my allegiance to the three promises of the Scout Oath.
I reaffirm my allegiance to the three promises of the Scout Oath.
I thoughtfully recognize and take upon myself the obligations and responsibilities of an Eagle Scout.
I thoughtfully recognize and take upon myself the obligations and responsibilities of an Eagle Scout.
Her Eagle Scout project was no small feat, designing and building an outdoor amphitheater in Millersburg, which would go on to win awards and be dedicated and named in honor of Bill Baker's late brother Timothy Baker after Bill donated the money needed for naming rights.
It won Project of the Year for my council, which is a lot of counties around here. And it also won Territory Project of the Year, which is three states. So it was Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan. So I'm one of the top 16 projects in the country. It's out of all 50 states, and being top 16 is crazy.
Whenever Tim died and we brought him home, I mean, it was such a solemn event. Mom and Dad, there was such sadness. And Dad became a quieter individual, and my mother, there was kind of a light that went out, but always the sadness. She always, whenever something would come around about family, Tim's name was always mentioned. I mean, this has been 30 years since he died, and we talk about him like what he did yesterday, and always stayed with her during this whole thing and did this. But I've never seen her smile at the point whenever you did this, and I went home and told her. She about lost it. And the big smile. And I see her up there today, and I know the gleam's back in her eye again for what's happening and what we're doing here.
Right between Deer Run Park and the Holmes County Central Library was the dedication of the flagpole at the location of the future Veterans Memorial.
Thank you all for coming today. I tried writing a speech for this, I tried Googling a speech for this, but I couldn't come up with anything, so today I'm gonna go from the heart. I want to kind of dedicate this memorial to our KIA, MIA, and POWs and Holmes County veterans to say thank you for your service. As the flagpole, you can see it's going to stand here. It doesn't bring back any of our deceased veterans, any of our missing veterans or what have you, but over time it's going to represent the same cause. It's going to represent this country.
The thanks of, you know, Jim Miller, he's our project manager, and every veteran and anybody in Holmes County and outside of Holmes County that's put effort towards this. You know, we want it to be done right the first time and not to backpedal, yeah. You know, have anybody, you know, and it comes from the heart.
Yeah.
You know, my hat's off to Jim Miller. He is Rich, McCoon, you know, they've all, and Brandon Irving, and, you know, it's just not one person. It's a lot of people, you know, coming together and putting their ideas together and this and that, and you're not ever going to ever please everybody, but we're just trying to do it, like I said, do it right the first time.
West Holmes Schools would have a busy month with projects that included starting the concrete pad where the building trades builds their house and waiting on the grant to build the building. They would also be working on the field house multi-purpose building, which was done with federal funds.
I think we should get information in July whether or not we get a $2 million grant through Career Tech Education to build a new facility. And if that's not if we don't get the grant, then we go to Plan B, which, you know, they've put money aside already, so then we just need to figure out what we're going to do next. It enables us to expand the services and things for all kids, so all students and student athletes, male and female, will have access to this building. I don't know where people say that it's only one particular athletic group, but it's not. I've stressed that all along. It will be used during the school day, so phys ed classes and the weight training classes.
West Holmes would also look into starting their own preschool because while they currently use Tri-County for preschool services, they'd like to potentially have in-house preschool. At Highland, a familiar face said goodbye and a new face stepped into the vocal music director position, with Alex Looney heading to Millersburg Elementary and Sarah Summers stepping into his position. They would also recognize the Teacher of the Year and Classified Staff Member of the Year, as well as the baseball team winning the State Division IV championship.
We look forward to welcoming her into the district and her leadership in our choral program. Our Teacher of the Year this year is a teacher at Berlin, Troy Miller, and Classified Staff of the Year is head cook at Winesburg, Connie Duvall. So two well-deserving staff members to be able to recognize and celebrate at the end of the year there. It was just an exciting run, so congratulations to the coaches and team there.
A 118-year-old business in Baltic, Seth Gerber & Son, Inc., would announce details on their expansion after their adjustments in their location of Baltic to the Holmes County side and approval of the Zone Enterprise Agreement, and would then secure a $26.3 million loan with the USDA and would garner the help of Holmes County Commissioner Dave Hall and Congressman Troy Balderson.
We've been around since 1905. The facility that currently exists in Baltic was rebuilt in 1975 after a fire. So we've been operating kind of with that 1970s technology since then, and we're just getting pushed to upgrade to a new modern facility, definitely a manufacturing tonnage capability. So we're excited about the opportunity to be able to make feed in a new, modern, efficient way, but also have capabilities to meet the community's demand on what they need.
It was a perfect site because there's a railroad spur that goes right back there on Holmes County property. So we went ahead and viewed that, and things started looking positive in the process. Gerber, it rated really well, comparable in the nation, and especially a project of this level.
Funding a project like this, there's not a lot of strings attached to it for them. So that's one of the nice things about it. They'll be able to utilize the money and what they see best. And who knows better how to spend their money than the people running the business. But then goes to the credit of the work that was put in to make sure that they got this. And then again, I can't, you know, it's just not one office. It's not one person. It's a group. And as I said earlier, it's Holmes County Commissioners. It's the congressional office that we represent, the 12th Congressional District, and my great staff that we have here at the Gerber family. I didn't do justice for what they've done, too, is the Holmes County Economic Development Council. They played a huge role in this. Also, the Ohio Southeast Economic Development, they played a role in this, working with Jobs Ohio.
The Holmes County Fair would also be working on getting ready for their 100th anniversary, with merch available for purchase and pre-sale tickets ready to go. Around the state, former Ohio House Speaker Larry Householder would be sentenced to 20 years in prison for his role in the largest corruption scandal in state history. Norfolk Southern would announce that it has fully remediated both train tracks that run through East Palestine, and Bed Bath & Beyond would announce that it's shuttering all of its stores. But Overstock.com would take over what was left of the assets. With this look back to June, I'm Melissa Patrick.